Hello and welcome back to the Staying Healthy Radio Show. I thank you all for taking the time out of your day to stop by, tune in, and walk away with information vital to your good health. Today, learning the ins and outs about health and nutrition has become even more important. And I think the reason that it has is because it seems like that one time in our lives, maybe 40, 50 years ago, when so many of the health conditions were happening at a much older age, the geriatric years, if you will, many of us got in our mind that we had plenty of time. I got plenty of time to work on that. That's for older people or old people. And, you know, it's just, you know, I'm too young for that. And then something happened, whether it was the change in our diet, whether it was stress, whether it was environmental toxins, whether it was processed foods, whether it was something going on, you know, along the way that just changed that wall that separated the older age health conditions and the younger people came down. And all of a sudden we started to see things working its way progressively down to the younger years. So when we used to see so many of the type 2 diabetes and more cardiovascular disease and circulatory problems and heart problems and all these other things when people were much older, we started seeing it people in their 60s and their 50s and their 40s and in their 30s. And now we started thinking to ourselves, you know, well, I still got plenty of time. So now we live in a world today where everybody is still confused as to when to get started, how to get started. Many of us have put things off for so long, we're afraid to go in and get a starting point. We don't want to go into the doctor and run in right away and, you know, find out how badly we've treated ourselves because we don't want to know what bad condition we're in. So fear is a big factor as well. So it is a different world today than it was before. And if I back up to the time when I first started, the things we talked about back then, completely different than the topics we talk about today. But topics need to be relevant and topics need to be timely and they need to work directly on the situation at hand and the time period and what's going on in the world around us. Because, you know, we're not getting able to pick what's going on out there. You know, we're in it. So we either need to get the information that applies to it or get information that was good to know but doesn't apply to today's world. And that's what I do every day. Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 in the morning here on the Staying Healthy Radio Show, we bring you the relevant topics for today's world. We talk about the things that's important for us to talk about. I also bring you the best guests in the industry, the movers, the shakers, the best of the best in the industry. Why? Why not? I mean, if I have a chance to bring you these amazing people that have done so much work and research and formulating and educating and training and teaching, and I get to bring them to you and you get to get information from them, I think that's awesome. And if you're able to be able to get this information, use it wisely and benefit from it, even better. I also talk about Stay Healthy Health Food Store every day because I carry over the same mentality of education, information, relevancy, credibility, integrity, consistency to the Stay Healthy Store. When you make that decision to start getting healthy, why would you want to do it anyway but full force with the best products and the best of the best information? Because I got to tell you, once you start having the best of the best, you're not going to want anything inferior. You're going to want to be able to see the best because that's where you get your results. Stay Healthy Health Food Store is Las Vegas's oldest independent health food retailer in their fourth decade in the Valley. They carry only the best of the best in every category, so you're not going to make a mistake. You're not going to waste your time. You're not going to waste your money. You're going to have a great experience. Dialogue. You're going to get your questions answered. You're going to create relationships with people that can talk to you about. When I bring you these great guests, they have knowledge. They've got hands-on experience, world experience, relevant experience from out in the trenches. And I got to tell you, that is important and priceless. There, print a coupon to use on your next visit to the store. Leave your email address to start getting future newsletters. You can also download the podcast and my radio shows right there on their webpage as well. It's awesome. And also give them a thumbs up on their Facebook page. I think you'll be glad that you did. Well, I'm so excited. Dr. Sally Bird is with us today, and we're going to be talking about colloidal silver. You know, the funny thing about colloidal silver, and I said this on my Facebook page today, is that when you want to use it, we recommend using it all year long. I mean, I use it all year long. I've been using it all year long forever. You know, but when did I start? I'm one of those people that started using it during the winter months, during cold and flu season. That's when I was really kind of first hands-on introduced to it. But of course, I just continued, and I kept thinking to myself, well, why would I want to stop this? Germs know no season. They can't read a calendar. You know, so I mean, why not continue it all the time? So I think a lot of people get introduced to colloidal silver during the cold and flu season, but I think they continue with it all year because they see the benefit. Human Individuality, spearheaded by Dr. Peter D'Adamo. With 37 years of professional experience, she has amassed a wealth of knowledge in the field of nutrition and living well. Sally is involved in education and sales for American Biotech Labs, the world's leading silver company who specializes in safe immune system maintenance. Her career has spanned the gamut from supplement formulation and education with Dr. Titus Vanessa, a well-respected clinical researcher in the field of anti-aging, to sales and education for the Hain's Celestial Seasonings Company, personal care division, and sales and training and formulation for Tree of Life supplement brand. She's been busy. Along with hands-on experience as a founding partner with Progressive Health Strategies in North Carolina, a wellness center since 1997. She's the co-author of two books, Are Your Kids Running on Empty? And Mom, I'm Hungry, What's for Dinner? With Ellen Briggs, who shares her nutritional passion for the youth in our society. Sally is well known as a crusader for wellness and longevity. She is personally committed to inspiring positive dietary changes in people's lifestyles through her seminars, media appearances, industry events, and consumer interactions. Help me welcome my guest. Hey, Dr. Bird.
Good morning, Dr. Jeffrey.
How are you?
Fabulous.
You know, it's so interesting. You know, I was talking with a friend, about a week or so ago, and they were talking about the colloidal silver, and they were talking about your lozenges, and they picked up some of the CBD cream, and they have the gel, and they said, I've got the entire line on my counter. And I said, but do you love it? And they're like, yeah, I love it. You know, I don't think I'd be without it. They said, every time I try something new in the line, it makes me want to, you know, see what else is coming next. And I think that's amazing. And I know you're out there in the field so much because you travel so much. And I'm just wondering, you know, has the line just really become even more established over the last couple of years? Because I think people have gravitated to silver maybe out of desperation, and they stayed there because of success.
Yes. People are becoming more and more aware of it, and the types of outlets carrying it are increasing, and the consumer awareness. Customers are starting to ask for it.
I think
even in places where you might not think, like the in Hawaii and all the Caribbean islands, with the, you know, the mold issues and things that can happen when you're traveling in the islands, boat accidents, you know, just normal wear and tear of whatever you're doing. The islands have really picked up, which is kind of exciting. And also other vacation places, because people are taking it with them, or they want to find a natural product store that offers it while they're on their vacation or away from their home. So yes, the awareness has increased.
You know, I have a friend that has a B&B in Honolulu. And when she comes over here to the States, she always stocks up on her silver, and she gets the gel, and she gets a good amount of it. And she goes to a place in California when she visits her family, and she stocks up there as well. And when she goes back to Hawaii, in her B&B, she has a 4-bedroom B&B. And she says that when she changes the seat, changes the sheets and the beds in all the rooms, she sprays down with colloidal silver on the bed mattress and stuff. And she uses, she sprays down the sinks with colloidal silver in between when people come. And she says, I always use a little bit of the gel on my hands when I'm cleaning. And I just think that she's just really adopted it as part of her everyday routine. She said, it really just makes a difference, and I want to be able to offer a really clean place. She says, in some of these humid climates, you know, sometimes there's a lot of problems, like you mentioned, with mold and bugs and things. She goes, I have a clean place.
Well, you may want to put that up on your site so we all know where to go.
Absolutely. You know,
that sounds wonderful.
Yeah, you know, so we are learning a lot. I had a lady sent me in a text this morning, and she said she burnt herself early today making breakfast. And she said, I wasn't paying attention. I was talking on my phone, and I was cooking. All my fault, doing what I tell my kids not to do. And I burnt my hand really bad, and one of my kids immediately brought over the silver gel. And I put it all over my hand and just kind of sat down and had a cup of tea, and in about 10 minutes, the redness had gone down dramatically and the pain was gone. She said it was funny that they remembered it before I did.
Very wise children in that household. She did a good job training them. That's a fantastic testimonial.
What do you see out in the field? Because, I mean, you are probably the most busy, on the go, in the field, in the trenches person that I know as far as an educator. You travel more than anybody I know. What is the mentality that you see out there with colloidal silver? Because obviously you run into people all the time that are coming up that may have a predetermined or an idea of what it is, and they haven't, it's already created in their head, but it could be completely wrong. Or do you have a lot of people that are just like, you know, I've read a lot about this, I'm ready to try it. Where are we now?
Most of the people take it when they have a need for it. That's a great question. The public hasn't quite wrapped its hands around, wow, if I took this every day, maybe I won't get sick as much. So the mindset of most people still is, I'll take it when I feel something coming on. The preventative crowd still needs to be developed, but it is developing. At least when we have the lozenges now, that's a fun, great tasting product, they're more apt to take that every day than maybe drink the liquid silver.
Now,
they still, you know, we still have to push prevention in everything. It just really helps. I mean, this lady friend of yours with the B&B, she's brilliant. And even these children who paid attention to their mother's teaching, they didn't want their mother to be in pain. And they thought, wow, this could help. That's good. But the Honolulu B&B is a preventative customer. And that's what really, that's when it really sticks.
You know,
one thing I've noticed, Dr. Jeffrey, already, people started getting sick this year in October.
Oh, yeah.
And it has only escalated on, off. They just think it's normal to get a cold around the holidays, or to suffer from holiday overeating or whatever it is. But if they were taking these products and maybe slightly increasing them during times of stress, travel, family affairs, or if they want to eat something they normally don't eat, the effects to the body, to their bodies, will be lessened. So I just want to put that out. It's just setting yourself up to be in a more powerfully stronger position so that you don't get fully whacked out and out of work for 2 or 3 weeks.
You know, I flew last week, and it was only a short trip. It was only to L.A., and the flight attendant that was up in the very front by me, she was dying. Her throat was just, I mean, I could tell it was just raw. And I motioned to her, and she came over, and I had my bag with me, and opened it up, and I said, please do one of these right now. And she said, I'll do anything. Now, first of all, that's very trusting in today's world. But she was just miserable, and I must have had a very honest face. And so I gave it, and she tried it. And she was walking around, you know, doing the drink orders and stuff, and she came back, and she goes, what is that? So I told her what it was, and I gave her some more, and I actually dumped them out in my bag, and I gave her the empty bag with some in there also. And so she took my email address. And Wednesday, I got an email from her saying that she had picked some up, and she said, it is amazing. She said, I can't believe it. She goes, thank you so much. And I said, you were just miserable. I just felt so bad for you because I've been there too. And it's just, you know, you're on a long flight. I had a long flight from New York one time and I had no lozenges, no silver because I had stayed longer than I was supposed to in New York. I got delayed a whole week, so I ran out of everything. I had no probiotics. I had nothing. And I had this five and a half hour flight. And I'll tell you what, it was hell. It was terrible. And there was nothing I could do. And I had a cold and I was coughing and I was running. It was terrible. And I mean, I got everything in me when I got home and I got over it pretty fast. But that flight was like 100 hours long.
Wow. You know? Yes. Yeah. It makes a difference.
It really, really does. When you... Now, I'm a good example. When I was at a show with you a couple years ago, my throat was really bad, and I came and saw you, and you gave me some lozenges to try. And, of course, I came back right away a little while later to tell you how great I felt. Does that happen when you're at a show and you may be sampling some lozenges, and a couple hours later that same person comes back and they're like, I can't believe it. I mean, they notice it that quickly, too, or am I just the only person?
You're not the only person. Many, many, many people come back, whether it's liquid or we're the first aid center, and they come over for a gel application, a cream application because they've got some eczema or whatever's going on. They usually come back. Not everybody, but a small percent do come back and thank us that we saved their lives that day. So that's usually how it goes.
For the people that are tuning in for the first time that haven't had the amazing pleasure of listening to you in the past, and maybe there's someone that, you know, is like, okay, this is a good show. I'm kind of interested, and they're talking about this silver stuff. How about a little update on colloidal silver and what it is, and also why Silver Biotics has been able to establish itself as the premier company?
Well, silver is, as it is not a heavy metal. It is actually considered a trace mineral, and it has been used for centuries, and has the use of a colloidal silver product has spanned generations, cultures, and many, many continents, from the Greeks, the Romans, the Egyptians, the Middle Ages in Europe, to keep people healthy from the plague. Even settlers in Australia were using it to stay healthy. And in the development of the United States of America, it's been used to combat bacteria pathogens. And even in military action, a pure silver leaf was used to combat infections from battle wounds and things like that. So it's been used for centuries. What American Biotech Labs has done is fast forward with technology a safer form of silver so that it can be used every single day and it will not settle in the skin or the tissues or organs in your body. So there is an old adage that too much silver might turn you blue, which is known as argyria, but that's pure ionic silver. It is not the Silver Biotics brand, which is a different type of silver. And it's an advanced colloid known, it's a different shape, a tetrahedral tetraoxide. Don't expect you to remember that name, but it's called an AG-404. And this particular molecular structure actually has FDA clearance for human safety, that it is perfectly safe to ingest every single day from an infant to when you leave this planet. So it is extremely safe for pretty much everybody, and the cool thing about it is it can kill or neutralize pathogens without hurting your probiotics. So it is safe to use, and it is a real lifesaver. It works as a natural antimicrobial for bacteria, viruses, fungus, yeast, and molds. So, and it can be used in a liquid form, a really great tasting throat lozenge, creams, gels, and oral care products. So they've really tried to make it mainstream and make it safe. It's highly effective and it's extremely affordable, so families can use it as part of their immune protocol.
You know, interestingly enough, I get little tidbits of information from people all the time, and they'll send me little notes. And I got one the other day from a lady that said she's a big fan of yours. She loves to hear you on the show. And her granddaughter and her daughter came to stay with her. And the granddaughter had been to the doctor quite a few times because the baby, I think, is about 9 months old, and it's had rashes on its rear end, and its cradle cap was really bad. It had rashes on its feet, and the doctors really didn't have much to recommend. They wanted to put steroid creams and all this stuff on this poor little baby. And so she was there, and her daughter says, "I'm at my wit's end," and she goes, "Can we try something?" And her daughter goes, "Absolutely." And her daughter's listened to my show when she was here, so, I mean, she's been around a long time, so her mother's been listening to me for over 30 years. So she put the silver in a spray bottle, and she started spraying the silver every time the baby bathed, and they only bathed the baby every other day because they didn't want the skin to dry out. And they bathed, and then it made a big difference, so then they started using the gel on the cradle cap. And within about a week, the cradle cap was very, like, almost not visible. And by the time they got to the end of the month, there were no rashes. There was no more cradle cap. It was just all cleared up. The baby was happy. The skin was nice and clear. And they were just ecstatic because no one had suggested anything other than the pharmaceutical, of course. So we really do have to have a little bit in our own bag of tricks, if you will. We have to keep our ears and eyes open. Sometimes we hear about something that we think is great. We may not need it today. We may not need it tomorrow, but we may know of someone, or we may need it in a year from now. But you never stop learning, because you may be able to apply it in a future time.
That's excellent advice. That's excellent advice. And kudos to this mom with the baby, your listener, who is using the silver products, because to have a baby in pain, and trying to scratch and they cut them, it's horrible to experience that with a child. And cradle cap can be quite stubborn, so I'm glad she is using the gel on that. It'll also help the odor, Dr. Jeffrey. Cradle cap has this horrible odor because it's rancid oil.
You know, is it because it neutralizes it?
Yeah, it'll stop it from being rancid, because bacteria starts to grow when you've got rancid oil.
Okay.
So it's not only going to reduce the redness, it's going to also help the odor. Sometimes cradle cap is also confused with dermatitis. That's where you get the bad itching, I think, is with the dermatitis. And the cradle cap just looks horrible. But it is it's not a pleasant thing.
So, hey, toothpaste. Oh, my goodness. Awesome sauce. I love it. Well, what's the mentality behind it? I mean, why not? But, I mean, where did this come from?
Okay, that's a great question, because it came from listening to consumers for 3 years asking us if the tooth gel that we have had out now for probably 5 years whitened their teeth. So ABL, American Biotech Labs, Silver Biotics people, came out with a tooth gel because dentists were having their patients brush with the regular hand gel, the Silver Biotics Silver Gel. They didn't care if it didn't taste good. It was saving people's gums because it was reducing gingivitis, inflammation, and helping with oral care pain where there might have been a bacterial infection before and after surgeries from dental procedures, or even going to get your teeth cleaned because they're poking around back there. So the tooth gel has been an amazing product that is actually safe to swallow. Okay, and it does other things that way. However, most people wanted a whitener. They also wanted something that tasted more like what they were used to in a common oral care product.
Mm-hmm. And
even though it's a fantastic product. So last year, the company acquiesced and finally made a whitener and brightener. It is still safe to swallow. It has 20 ppm of the silver in it, and it has some coral calcium in it and bamboo to whiten and brighten. It is a little abrasive. You can feel it. So some people use it like every other day. And the cool thing about the paste is it tastes fantastic. So more people would be apt to use it. Mainstream America might use that more. Then if we could get them to spit it out and apply a layer of the tooth gel, and you leave it in your mouth all day long during the day, and you sleep in it at night or put it in your oral mouthpieces, whether it's Invisalign, a night guard, if you wear dentures, or whatever, you will have an amazing mouth in the morning or during the day. You will not have the sticky buildup, which is a form of biofilm, in your mouth. Mm-hmm. So it's actually keeping bacteria at bay to reduce the incidence of cavities or even having any type of inflammation be activated, which is going to curb something like gingivitis. So the two-step process, paste and gel, is amazing. And so many people have written in with the tooth gel alone of how their mouths are improving on the inside. One condition, like bleeding gums, people that are supposed to floss may not floss every day because their gums bleed or it hurts or they don't like going to the dentist. Their sensitivity in their mouth is greatly reduced because the silver is at work and it's in the mouth a lot. It's going to work and reducing all those problems. So that's why we have the paste. It was pressure for a whitener, a brightener, and an everyday common tasting product because not everybody liked the gel.
We're talking today with Dr. Sally Bird. We just started talking about the toothpaste, and already I got three questions that just came in. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back with the doc. Don't go away. We're talking silver biotics today. Everyday low prices on the entire line of products at Stay Healthy every single day. Go in and talk to them about all the different layers of products. There's so many great products in this line. We'll be right back with Dr. Sally Bird and silver biotics. Don't go away.
What is inflammation? Many people think that only joints are affected by inflammation. The truth is, the body's natural inflammatory response affects everyone and every major organ system, from bone health to heart health and beyond. Whole body health calls for a healthy, whole body inflammation response, which is why New Chapter is proud to offer America's number one selling herbal for a healthy inflammation response, Zyflamin. Zyflamin is a whole new natural way to manage inflammation and a true scientific breakthrough. Zyflamin has been extensively researched and tested for a variety of health concerns by some of the most respected medical institutions in the world with impressive results. Discover the power of Zyflamin for yourself. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Available at Stay Healthy, 840 South Rancho at Charleston, in the Town and Country Center. Power to sleep PM. Wake up refreshed. Attaining restful and sustained sleep is fundamental to health and well-being. That is why we created Power to Sleep PM. This unique combination of natural ingredients can help you relax before bed, sleep soundly throughout the night, and wake up feeling refreshed in the morning. Power to Sleep PM promotes relaxation. A combination of soothing nutrients can help to relax the body and calm the mind. Stimulate sleep. Melatonin and GABA help to promote the onset of sleep and are keys to maintaining a normal sleep cycle. Restores nutrients. L-theanine helps to reduce the effects of stress, while essential minerals, calcium and magnesium, plus omega-3 fatty acids support whole body health. This advanced formula focuses on these three targeted areas to promote restful sleep without causing early morning drowsiness. Power to Sleep PM from Irwin Naturals. Available at Stay Healthy, 840 South Rancho at Charleston. Life Seasons is committed to providing high-quality, condition-specific supplements that support a healthy and vibrant life. Life Seasons is guided by a simple yet powerful belief. Best ingredients. Best formulas. Best Results. Life Seasons clearly states the levels of each ingredient, and all products are magnesium stearate-free, gluten-free, and made with the purest ingredients available. Life Seasons does extensive research to develop their condition-specific formulas and are guided by four core philosophies in the development of its formulas. First, we take a naturopathic approach, meaning we try to get to the base cause of the illness and trying to bring the body's own innate healing force into play to heal the patient inside out, or metaphorically, from the ground up. Second, we incorporate an eclectic approach. It means that the doctor or practitioner is going to choose from a wide range of treatment options and opt for the one or ones that seem best, as long as the treatments are natural, holistic, and non-invasive. Third, we use doctrine of signatures, which is one of the oldest aspects of a foundational tenet of scientific investigation, observation. Ancient herbalists noticed by general and close observation of physical characteristics of plants, things like color, shape of leaves or roots, growing conditions, environmental preferences, and animal usage, that plants gave clues as to what uses as food and medicine they might be effectively used for. Lastly, we formulate tonics. Did you know that the oldest systems of medicine in the world, TCM and Ayurvedic medicine, teach about and use a class of medicines known as tonics as their highest, best treatments? Tonics allow the body to work its way into balance, and balance cures faster and more deeply than any external force. See the complete line of Life Seasons products at Stay Healthy, 840 South Rancho at Charleston.
All right, we're back. I want to remind you that the full line of Silver Biotics products is available at Stay Healthy Health Food Store every single day. Don't forget to check out the new toothpaste, one of the newest additions to the line. Dr. Sally Bird is with us today, and we are talking about Silver Biotics. Remember, stay healthy. If you have not been there, you need to. They're at 840 South Rancho Drive in the Rancho Town and Country Center, northwest corner of Rancho and Charleston. Open Monday through Friday, 9 to 7, Saturdays, 9 to 6, and closed on Sunday. There's nothing better than going somewhere where you can talk to people that know what's going on in the industry and what great products are all about. They only carry the best of the best, so you're not going to make a mistake. And after you've been trying and maybe not being as successful over the years, maybe you haven't done your homework, go meet these awesome people, have a great dialogue, and start heading yourself in the right direction and start experiencing feeling good again, maybe for the first time in a long time, maybe for the first time ever. But that's what it's all about at Stay Healthy. They are Las Vegas's oldest independent health food retailer. Dr. Bird, we were talking about the toothpaste, and a lady had chimed in right away, and she said that she had a lot of dental work done and had a bunch of root canals, and they were giving her pain medication. She wasn't healing well, and she decided that she was just going to start rubbing the gel on every time she thought about it. So she started rubbing the gel all over her gums. She would drink, she said, I drink a big glass and a half of water to get my water in. Then I would use the gel. And then a couple hours later, I'd drink another big glass and a half of water, and I'd put it on my gums. And she said, I would do this throughout the day. And she goes, I was just timing it with my water to make sure I got my 8 to 10 glasses. She said, one day, and the pain and the discomfort and then the redness, and it started healing. She said it was amazing. She goes, my dentist was absolutely stunned.
Wow, that's a fantastic testimony. And she didn't have to take any meds.
Yeah.
And she was out of pain.
Yeah.
Brilliant.
Yeah.
Brilliant.
You know, I wonder how many people out there. Oh, here's another question. It says, can I add a drop of tea tree oil to it, mix it together, or does it not need it?
It may not need it. The issue with tea tree, even it is a fabulous product. If you want to add a drop here and there, it's probably not going, it'll be okay. However, tea tree will kill your probiotics. So if you're going to put it in the mouth, just be aware of that. But it may not be needed. You may want to use an oil like a clove, a myrrh, something a little bit more mild, if you wanted to add an essential oil of some sort.
Okay. All right. The other thing is, someone asked, if I buy the new toothpaste and I use it every day because I want the whitening aspect and all that, and I follow it with the gel, can I do that combination every single day?
Yes, you can.
Okay. Okay, that's great. Oh, and this one just came in. They love you today. It says, I had oral cancer about a year ago, and I kept getting irritation and sores on the back of my tongue. And my doctor recommended things. The oncologist, we tried everything. Nothing worked. My sister recommended the silver, your silver. And I started rinsing my mouth, swishing and gargling 3-4 times a day. I'm now about 3 months without a sore breakout. And just wondering one big thing. Do I have to stop or can I keep going?
You can keep going. You'll be better off for it in the long run.
You know, you kind of, you know, we get in these health conditions, and, you know, if you're in a situation where you're around people that may not know about things, you may just go through life not knowing that there's an alternative or a complement or just something else out there. And there's nothing better than being suggested to a friend, and the friend will say, hey, have you tried this? Did you look into this? You know, maybe your doctor didn't recommend it, but you might want to learn about it, share it with your doctor, and, you know, it might be something to try. And sometimes word of mouth can be a good thing.
Yes, it can.
Oh, here's a good one. This one just came in. It says, every single morning I have my breakfast. As I leave my house, I put my first lozenge in my mouth. I suck on it all the way until I get to work. About midday, I have another lozenge. And in my midday, right after lunch, I have a glass of water, and I put my silver in my water, and I swish and gargle the entire glass all the way down. Right before I leave work, I have my third lozenge for the day, and I don't get sick. And I work in Cubicleville. There is exactly 150 cubicles on my floor. And usually when some person coughs all the way across the room, you know, I imagine germs just going over the top of all of us and falling in every cubicle. And I used to always get sick. I would literally say that if someone coughs, I'll be sick tomorrow. But for the first time, I'm not sick all year long. And I started the silver in August.
Wow. A cartoon just came into my mind when you were saying this story. We could have a lot of fun with this. But what I can't even imagine. And so many people have to work in a cubicle.
Mm-hmm.
And fantastic. It's working. Stay on it.
You know, there's a commercial on TV where people cough or they sneeze, and they're like, oh, it's just a cough or just a sneeze. And what it reminds me of, it reminds me from that movie from, I think it was in the 80s, called Outbreak. And it was this really bad germ virus that was spread by monkeys, and it got into the public, and people were dying from it. And there was a scene in a movie theater where they had this guy in the back coughed, and it showed all the particles. They showed it vividly in the air, and one cough completely spread those moist little droplets of moisture from that person's mouth all in the air, all over everybody. So to say that you get to live in a bubble, you don't. And to say that you get to wrap yourself in gift wrap and bubble wrap every day to be protected, you don't. So the only thing we can do, and that we can have some sense of control over, is to protect our own individual environments and our own bodies, because we can't control what comes at us. We can only try to control what we do as it comes at us.
That's right. You have to go on the offense, don't
mm-hmm.
you?
Yeah, absolutely. Here's a good question. It says, does Sally Bird use the silver and the lozenges when she travels because she does so much?
Yes.
Yeah.
Silver, the liquid, every day. The gel, probably twice a day. Lozenges, maybe 2 to 3 times a day. And at the end of a day, the cream on my feet and hands before I go to bed, and brush at least with the gel. Always have the gel in my mouth at night. So, yes, I am silver sanitized.
I was just going to say, you've been dunked in silver.
Yes.
Silver coated. There we go, inside and out. You know, around the world, is silver accepted? I mean, is it responded to the same way? Are we a little bit more ahead of it here because of the technology, or places like Asia and Europe? And I mean, do they identify with the silver, or are they behind it, or are we ahead of them in that area?
Great question. In some countries, it's not even allowed, Dr. Jeffrey. So yeah. They are not as with it. Canada has been coming on board very strong, along with Mexico. the country of India, believe it or not, has been using silver plates and very thin, like a silver plating, in many, many forms in their food. So India is very aware of silver. However, the other parts of Asia have not been. It's not been introduced in their culture, and it's still relatively new for them.
Mm-hmm.
Africa is coming along because of all the issues with malaria. So there are certain states in the country of Africa that are very knowledgeable about using silver to combat malaria and whatnot. But it's really spotty. South America, probably not.
Hmm.
You got a long way to go.
Yeah, and that's okay, because you know what? We never get to stop learning, we never get to stop teaching, and we never get to stop educating and enlightening.
That's right. That's right.
More men than women use silver? More women than men?
Yes, in the fact that women purchase more supplements and products like this than men do, but they could be buying it for their household, so I don't really have a good answer for that. But commonly, the women definitely outrank men when it comes to supplement purchasing.
Mm-hmm. You know, I think one of the most interesting things about colloidal silver is not just the benefit you get today, but the benefits you get down the road. You know, I know that if I'm using it consistently, it's going to make a dramatic difference. You know, it's going to make a difference in the way I feel and the way I act and the way I talk and my throat and all this kind of stuff. But I also wonder how many things it's disarming that may be affecting me negatively down the road because I was able to have that extra layer of protection. You know, I've been a big believer in colloidal silver for a long time. And once I found Silver Biotics, you know, they have my 100% seal of approval as the only silver I recommend. And I just think that, you know, when you find something that really works, you just need to hold on and trust it and allow it to do its job. And now you have so many different things for us to choose from the, you know, the tooth gel and the body gel and the creams and the toothpaste and the lozenges. And I mean, all these wonderful things that shows that this company is an amazing need in this country. And you're also diversifying because it's so effective in so many crossover areas of our health. And I think that's wonderful.
Yes. Thank you very much. Just so your listeners know, I've been personally drinking this silver every single day since 2005,
wow.
Way before I started working with this company.
Mm-hmm.
It's a long time. And, you know, I'm very blessed with excellent health.
Yeah. And you are definitely on the road a lot, my friend.
Yes.
Another question just came in. It said, if someone is really ill and they're already using antibiotics and they're trying to fight an infection, do they have to wait till the antibiotics are done before they add in the silver? That's a good question.
That's an excellent question. And I have personal experience with a woman who was on heavy antibiotic use due to a major injury. She was a quad for life. And finally, I had been trying to get her on the silver for years. And the pain got so bad, she says, okay, I'll take it, I'll take it. It is perfectly safe to add silver in to pretty much any medication except for heavy steroid use.
Oh.
It's the only thing, and we don't know why, it doesn't work as well. It'll work slightly, but it's not that, you know, really hit point. So I would go to topicals if someone's doing heavy steroids. You know, do it topically. But it is perfectly safe, and this woman's pain went down by 90%. She was in a wheelchair quad, and she couldn't believe she was so stubborn she wouldn't take it because she thought she'd turn blue. And she didn't, and it was safe with her meds. And that was probably the most vibrant testimony I have for using it along with medicine. So for the listener now that wants to know, please start on it immediately.
You know, it's interesting how the loudest voice against something becomes the biggest supporter when they finally decide to try it and it works.
Yes. Yes, they do.
You know, I used to have a customer that him and his wife used to come into the store. And his wife would come into my store and she would do the shopping and he would always stand at the door but not come in. And he just did this for years. He would just say, Jeff. I'd say, Roy. And he would just kind of stand there and she would do her shopping and they would leave. So this went on year after year. All of a sudden, one Sunday, he comes in by himself and he comes into the counter and I'm like, hello. And he goes, I have prostate problems that are bad. So we had a good conversation. I made some recommendations and yada, yada, yada. So about a month later, he came back and he goes, this is unbelievable. And he was stocked up and got his stuff. So from that point forward, when his wife would come in, she would come in and he would get his own basket and come in and just say, Jeff. And I'd say, Roy. And he would get his stuff. And his wife was just overwhelmed that he did this. So finally, he started bringing friends in that probably would have stood at the door as well. With the same kinds of problems, men in his age bracket, I guess they'd get together for breakfast and have conversations about prostates. I don't know. And so he would bring them in, and he probably brought a dozen or so people in to get started. But he became the loudest, most vocal cheerleader for nutrition. And for, I'd say, 10 years, he wouldn't even come in the store.
Wow, that is a fantastic tribute.
Isn't that
to
funny?
You and your store and also the products you carried in your shop. So.
I think that is so funny. Another question just came in. It says, you mentioned something about using the gel when you were on a plane for sanitizing, and I totally missed it. Please repeat.
Okay. When you travel on any type of vehicle, even in your own car, it's great to put the gel on your hands like a hand sanitizer. Mm. Due to FDA regulations, the company can't put hand sanitizer on the product, but it will protect you for 4 hours. It's like an invisible Band-Aid, so you can put it on your hands, on your face, at the base of your nostrils, so anything you breathe in will not hurt you, because that goes right to your brain and can cause, you know, all types of sinus problems. So that's how I, quote, sanitize myself on an airplane. I have the gel with me at all times. There's a travel-friendly size, 1.5 ounce, and it's fantastic, you know, even going in your own car, plane, train, automobile, or cruise ship, you know, you're set.
I have a friend that flies internationally, and she has this little bag of stuff she takes with her, and it's got a little small size. She has bigger bottles underneath the plane, but she has a little tiny little bottle of liquid silver. She has her gel and Q-tips. And when she gets on the plane and people are all setting, she goes into the bathroom with her Q-tip. She puts the gel up her nose.
Wow.
She uses it under the bridge of her nose. She uses the gel on her hands. She takes a swig of the silver and she goes out and she goes, and then I face the world.
She has just gotten dressed. Her immune dressing, right?
But, you know, people will say when you find something that works, you know, you want to stay with it.
Yes. Please don't go off something that's working for you. And it will be individual to all of us.
So, Sally, people going to stay healthy, they're looking at the line. Where should they start?
Oh, boy. It depends what type of person you are.
Okay.
If you'll drink the liquid, drink the liquid. If you're a grab-and-go person, at least buy a bag of lozenges. And please pick up the hand gel, the silver gel. Because that will come in handy for wounds, cuts, sores, burns, all kinds of things, and a basic hand sanitizer for you.
That's awesome. Thank you for making that easy. I love the way you said, if you're not going to swallow it, but you're on the go kind of person, grab the lozenge. I want to remind people that that lozenge, everyone has a teaspoon of silver in it. And I've got mine in my mouth right now. And you know, you should see my little setup here. I've got my lozenges in a little bottle here, and I've got my liquid silver because sometimes during the show I have to take a swig and gargle and during the show. And, you know, I've got my water and my green tea. And, you know, I have to be prepared for whatever happens, you know. So, you know, you want to make sure that you have what you know works. And I just think that you make it so easy to understand. And every time I open up my calendar and I see that you're on with me, I'm just like, oh, this is going to be fun. So thank you so much for being a constant on my show and for enlightening all over the country and continuing your mission.
Thank you, Dr. Jeffrey. It was a pleasure to be here, and Happy New Year to all your listeners. They rock.
Have a great day, Sally.
Okay, bye-bye.
My guest today, Dr. Sally Bird, isn't she awesome? She's so easy to listen to, and she has been in this industry for such a very, very long time. She brings not only great credibility and integrity of information, but great experience. And like I said, to be able to be out there training and educating and being at shows and tabletop shows and conventions and expos and stores and aisle trainings and consumer lectures and all this kind of stuff, you gotta love it. You gotta love it because it takes you away from home a lot. And if you love it and you're good at it, you know, it just becomes very easy for you. And then everybody around you just gets the benefit of all your knowledge. And I think that's wonderful. And that's what she brings to Silver Biotics. Silver Biotics, the entire line available at Stay Healthy Health Food Store every single day. Stay Healthy has been around a long time. They are Las Vegas's oldest independent health food retailer. They're in their fourth decade here in the Las Vegas Valley, and you'll understand why every time you go. The most knowledgeable staff, the best customer service, the best prices, the greatest selection of only the good stuff. They carry only the best in every category. They don't waste their time with the products that, you know, don't do the right testing and don't make things, you know, in great formulations. They don't use the good raw products. They want the best. And that's what they make sure they always have. Marge is really strict about bringing lines into the store. So, you know, if your line doesn't have what it takes, chances are it's not there. And if it's not there, there's a good reason why. Stay Healthy Health Food Store. Make it your one-stop full-service location for everything health and nutrition. Make it your place to go to create dialogue and relationships with people for the most important part of your life, your health. You'll find them at 840 South Rancho Drive in the Rancho Town and Country Center on the northwest corner of Rancho and Charleston. They're open Monday through Friday from 9 till 7, Saturdays from 9 till 6, and closed on Sunday. Remember to go to their webpage, stayhealthylasvegas.com, where you can actually take the time to become part of the Stay Healthy family every single day by just going to their webpage. Checking out their post and, you know, doing some research and printing a coupon to use in the store, leaving your email address to get future newsletters. It keeps you connected to the store. And so does giving them a thumbs up on Facebook. You know, you can do that as well. It's all about connection. Remember, if you can't tune in live, courtesy of Lotus Broadcasting and my awesome producer, all my shows are recorded, podcast, and archived daily on my webpage and on the Stay Healthy webpage also. Have a great day. Do something good for yourself. Check out the full line of products, the lozenges, the gel, the new toothpaste, all that good stuff from Silver Biotics. It's available at Stay Healthy now every single day. Have a great day, everyone. Be good. God bless. Thank you for tuning in to the Staying Healthy Radio Show. Remember to tune in Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 a.m. for the most up-to-date, relevant information on your health with the best guest in the industry helping all of us to get healthy, be healthy, and stay healthy. For your convenience, podcasts of the show are now available at my website, drjeffreyburke.com. Simply click on the archive icon to make available on-demand podcast downloads. Make sure to visit Stay Healthy Health Food Store for all your nutrition needs. Stay Healthy provides reliable, responsible, relevant service every single day. I look forward to talking with all of you soon.